All right, good morning, Catalyst family. First Sunday of the month. As you can tell, we have a bunch of kids in here. And this Sunday, first Sunday, is always my favorite. We call this our multi-generational service because it's an opportunity for all the generations to gather together. Even in my own family, we got three generations in this room, and that's really special to me. It's an opportunity for all of us to worship, experience the Lord's presence, and grow together. It feels like a family affair, and you might actually meet even more people of our family this morning. So this month marks the one-year mark. I don't know if you guys realized it. It's the one-year mark since we changed the format of our multi-gen service. We wanted it to be a time where there was something for everyone and not just for the adults. Because there was a season where it seemed like everything was for the adults, and then the kids would get really restless. And what ended up happening was the kids and the adults ended up outside because they were running around. So we wanted to change it up so that we had something more in store for the kids too. And you know, interestingly enough, some of the adults said they like the kids' messages even better. So I'm really thankful for all of the other speakers who have taken the challenge of doing something for multi-gen, like Uncle Nigel and Uncle Robert, Uncle Kyle and Uncle Brett. I'm just very thankful that you guys have stepped up and tried to help our church to experience what it looks like to be a multi-generational family and walk together. So for this morning, we're going to try to make it very interactive, so we need you guys to participate, and hopefully you'll have a little bit of fun. We want to continue this momentum. It's been a year, and we want to keep it going. So this morning, we're actually finishing up our first series. Do you guys remember what our series is? Fruit of the Spirit, that's right. All right, I have a question. Who can tell me all the fruit of the Spirit? I have $1 million that I'm going to give to somebody. All right, Nikki, come on up. Can you tell us all the fruit of the Spirit? Hold on. Let me grab a mic for you. All right.
Love.
Try again.
Love.
No? It's on? Okay, try.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yeah, let's give her a hand. Here's $1 million for you. Go share that with Grandpa. I think he'll like it. He'll be glad he came to church this week. All right, so for all the rest of our church family, I thought it would be good for us as we close this series to all say it together. So we're going to put it on the screen. And let's all say this together. One, two, three. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Okay, so the very first week that we talked about the fruit of the Spirit, we said you can't just talk about fruit, you have to experience it. So as we close our series, I thought it would be good for us to experience some fruit. So I'm very thankful for all of you guys that are sitting in the front, because you guys get something special. Here, you can pass these out, Abby. I brought them all some fruit. Carol, you can't have any because you're not sitting in the front. If you want to come sit in the front, you can have one. That's why we had the kids invite everyone to the front. We had something special. So when you go out of your comfort zone a little bit, maybe God will give you something special. Okay, that was just a little extra that I added. It's not part of the message. Okay, so the characteristic that we're going to be talking about today is gentleness. And this one is actually the very last one. You know, Uncle Robert and Uncle Nigel both claimed that they were doing the last one. And I was curious, like, why are they saying this is the last one? You know, Uncle Nigel made sense because he was talking about self-control, and in the verse, that is the last one. Uncle Robert last month said his was the last one. And it finally dawned on me why they said they wanted to do the last one. Because in Matthew chapter 20, verse 16, it says this: so the last will be first, and the first will be last. They just wanted to be first, that's all. It must be a family thing. It must run in the family. But alas, I get the last laugh, and I get to go last. So hopefully God remembers that, and I get to go. Well, never mind. Okay, so the last characteristic we're going to be talking about is gentleness. So for us, what I want us to remember is that gentleness is really about how someone uses our strength. God gives each one of us strength, and gentleness is about how are we going to use it. And gentleness is one way that God helps us to receive his love. So as a church, we've been going through the awe of God, right? And we've been talking about how big and how mighty and how powerful God is. But God is also gentle. And so that's something that we're going to be learning about today. And I actually have something this morning that I felt like the Lord gave me. And Uncle Henry is really going to like what I have. So to help us to remember...
Is it an acronym?
Yes! Actually, it's not an acronym. It's three words that are all the same letter. Okay? Alliteration. Okay. So to help us remember what gentleness is about, God gave me three words. Those three words are tone, touch, and timing. So God is, and God wants us to be gentle in our tone, our touch, and our timing. And hopefully today's message will help us to understand what that looks like. So like I said, there's a few of my family members that are going to be here this morning to help us learn about gentleness. I've been trying to call my uncle. Do you guys remember Kahuna Carl? It's been a long time since he's been here and visited, but he's going to come back, I think. I've been trying to call him, but he hasn't been answering my phone calls, so hopefully sometime maybe he'll be able to show up. I'm actually going to go outside in a second to go try to reach him. Maybe he'll be available. My cousin is here. He's going to come share with us a little bit about this vision that he had for our church and about God's gentleness. So he's going to share that in a little bit. And I don't know where he went either. I don't see him either. So maybe we'll find out where he's at in a little bit. But before that, I'm going to go look for them. Actually, look, there's Dill Green. Maybe he has an experiment for us. I'm going to go outside and look for my cousin. Let's have Dill Green come on up. And I think he has an experiment for us to learn about gentleness.
Hello, everyone. Guess who's back? This guy. As always, I do have a cool experiment to show you guys. For this experiment, I need a couple volunteers, though. So, if you want to raise your hand, Eliana, you can come up. And then I'll have... You know what, Mason, you come up. Because you... Just come up. Okay. So, for this experiment, I have... You didn't see that. I have two bottles. These bottles represent us, and I also have some paper balls, and the paper ball represents our love and something that we want somebody else to do. The goal is to get the paper ball to go all the way into the bottle. Okay. For the first bottle, shows how we are when somebody uses a harsh tone or harsh words. Like if my dad were to say, "I'm sorry," in that type of tone. Or when my parents yell at me to do something, what happens to the ball? So, give me a sec. Macy, can you hold this? No, like, set. Okay, Eliana, can you hold this sideways? Thank you. Now hold it a little up. Okay, Mason, I want you to blow the... Okay, guys, let me get another ball. Okay, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Okay, Mason. I want you to blow this ball into the cup, okay? As you can see, the ball doesn't go in, and sometimes it comes out. How many people get upset and fight back when someone uses harsh words or a harsh tone? Raise your hand. Okay. The second bottle shows how we are when people use a gentle tone or gentle words. Eliana, you can do this time. Okay, never mind. That did not work. Okay, do it again. Blow harder. Blow harder. Okay, Mason, you try. See, the ball went in. We are able to receive when people are gentle. Our words and our tones are very powerful. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruits." God wants us to use gentle words and tones so that other people can receive life through them. Okay, you guys can go sit down. Thank you. I think I see Uncle Damien, so I'll give him the mic to him.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Where are we right now? So my name is Cousin Damien. I don't know why my parents named me the same as similar to my cousin. Growing up, my cousin didn't like it because everybody would call him Damien. I don't know why he hated it, because I'm definitely cooler than he is, you know. Sorry, I got off on a tangent. Well, so I think my cousin said that I had a vision, and that's true. The other day, my cousin was telling me that you guys are finishing up a series on the fruit of the Spirit. So I was praying for you guys that you guys would be able to receive the fruit of the Spirit from the Lord, and I had a vision. And the Lord took me up to his throne room. I saw these huge angels, and they were shouting, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." The sound of their voices were so powerful that the whole room was shaking. And my knees, they started trembling. And I fell flat on my face. And I said, "Woe is me. I'm so unclean." Oh, maybe for you guys that's funny, but for me, it was not a very funny experience. I just felt the weight of the presence of the Lord. I thought I was going to die. But then an angel, he handed me this cup, and as I drank, he said, "This is the blood of Jesus, and because of it, you are made clean. Your sin is forgiven and atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord say, "Who shall I send, and who will go?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me, God." So he told me, "Go back to your cousin's church. Go to Catalyst and tell them this. You will be my city on a hill. My city will be full of fruit trees producing the fruit of the Spirit. And this fruit will be glowing. It's going to attract people to my city and bringing the people to me." Then I woke up. I was back in my room. I was in such in awe of God and his holiness. Because of the wrong things I was done, I was expecting him to use his power to punish me. But God has a gentle touch, and his love is so strong that instead he sent Jesus to take my place.
Whoa, whoa. We're the zoning police, and this property isn't zoned for farming, and glowing fruit? This definitely is not a place to do nuclear testing.
Well, that's not really...
This is your last warning. I've busted you for using bad grammar, copyright violations, telling bad stories, and now this?
Wait, this is the first time I've ever met you.
I guess that other guy didn't have glasses. Anyway, you need to change your plans or else.
Yeah, or else we'll come back and you'll be in real trouble.
Ugh, that makes me so mad. I don't even know what she even said. What was she even talking about? Uh-oh, what's that sound? What's that music? Where is that coming from? Oh, who are you?
I saw you from back there, and I didn't like what happened to you. How How dare they put their hands on someone like you? Oh, by the way, sorry to interrupt your service. My card, sir.
Marcellus Max with two X's?
That's right, the X's were extreme!
And you're a lifestyle consultant, a wrestler, and a certified tax advisor?
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, April 15th is coming up. So if you want your taxes done, come to me, all right? Because the extra X is for extra refund.
I don't think your microphone's working. I think you need to use this one.
Microphone. All right. Oh, it sounds better. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for letting me come to your service. I was invited here by Mr. Bob. Give it up for Bob. Woo!
Woo! Why did you invite him?
He does good taxes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I went one time to his lunch, butch. We went to the Red Walk. Now it's closed. Sorry. Anyway, why am I here? Because I saw what happened to you, and I don't think you should take that anymore. Because you know what? I am here for a reason. And that reason is, I'm going to make you a better man, a stronger man. I'm going to help you defeat your enemies. Are you interested in that?
That cop was so mean. Maybe I am interested in that.
That's right. Because you know what? I am a successful person. I am the best there was, the best there is, the best there ever will be. All right? There's a saying, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Right?
Can I beat the man?
You will. And hold your horses, Tonto.
Tonto?
In order to do that, okay, I am successful, all right? I didn't do this for nothing. I didn't do this overnight. It took years of hard work. Years of hard work. And I've been able to do this with a three-step system.
Like one, two, three, like that?
That's right. Like one, two, three. Okay, would you like to know the system?
Are you sure? There's a lot of people over here. You might be giving away your secrets.
That's okay. You know what? I'll get to that. Number one is that it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. You got to be on top of those people. Those are your enemies, right? No mercy. You got to be on top. That's what I did, and that's why I'm successful. Because every day, 24/7, 365, I eat my enemies for breakfast, with no carbs, of course. Now, number two, revenge is the sweetest of all things. There's nothing like seeing your enemies cry and whimper like a little baby. Because that is what being on top is. And third of all is, you gotta do this by yourself. Nobody to help you, because you know what? You can't trust anybody. Mano y mano. That's why I am the beacon of success. Right. That's right. Oh, and number four.
Wait, number four? I thought you said there were three steps.
There's an extra one. I just remembered. Number four is nothing. A little secret sauce I call the boom.
The boom? What's the boom?
The boom. Oh, I'm glad you asked that, because you know what, sir? It goes a little bit like this. All right, everybody, I want you to clap your hands. I bring the boom.
You bring
That's
the boom?
That's what I do. The boom is the thing that I'm giving to you. I bring the boom. That's what I say. The boom's gonna make all your enemies pay. Woo!
Are you sure that I can have the boom? I don't know if that's gonna work.
You know what, brother? Let me tell you something. That is the emphasis of what iSystem has. Because here, I will give you the opportunity to join my 8-week program.
8-week program?
Yes. You'll learn all those things and you'll learn the boom. And I'm sorry, you know what? I'm sorry for what happened to you, so I'll give you three booms. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
You'll learn more about that in my 8-week program, but all I'm gonna ask you too is that you will be the pinnacle of success. You will be the top of the pyramid. Yeah. You give it all to me.
Yes. Have you seen me? Are you sure?
You can do it.
Yes.
Let's give a little example here. Let's see here. Oh. Found this random board behind this random pillar. All right.
Do you want me to hold that for you?
I'm going to hold it for you.
For me?
Yes. I'm going to put this down. All right. Now, I want you to try a little bit of a punch, but I want you to say boom. All right. Let's do it on the count of three. Ready?
One.
One, two, three.
Boom.
Oh. Oh, my God.
I've never done that before.
That's just a sample, a Costco-sized sample, if you will. You'll take it home, and then you'll say, oh, I want to do it with a boom, and then you're going to get this big 24-pack, not a 12-pack. All right. So what do you say? Are you in?
I might have to think about that.
Okay. Think about it. Give me a call. It's on the card. That goes for you guys, too. If you want a bit of the boom, give me a call. All right? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I will back to your regular service. Boom! One for you guys, and boom! That side too, and boom! All right.
You know, before you leave, we do have lunch afterwards. You can stay for lunch, too.
Oh, lunch. What are we having?
I think it's flame broiler.
Flame broiler. All right. What are we dealing with, chicken breast or chicken thigh?
I'm not sure.
Okay, carbs or salad?
I don't know.
All right, you know what?
Actually, you said low carb. You like low carb,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
So you can give your carbs to Bob.
Oh, Bob. All right. We'll do that for the service, all right? All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out.
That was kind of weird. I thought we were talking about gentleness. Like, that's like the total opposite, I feel like. I don't know. Is that really how God wants me to act? He wants me to the boom, boom, boom. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, wait. My Uncle Kahuna Carl's calling me back right now. Let's see what he has to say.
Hello, 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 hello. Oh, there you are. Hey, what's up there, Damien? How's my favorite nephew?
Hey, Uncle Carl, I'm good.
Hey, sorry, I got your missed calls, but you know what? There was really bad reception. And I was on the H1 coming back from Coolina, and the traffic was crazy. What can I do for you?
So, Uncle Carl, I have a little bit of a situation.
Oh, yeah, the one about the glowing fruit?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, so there was, like, this bully cop, and she comes and tells me that we can't do that or something here because of the zoning. I didn't even really hear what she said because she was just really mean. I don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah. I know that you've had issues with bullies in the past.
Yeah, and then this guy, like Max with like two X's, comes and he talks about the boom, boom, boom! And then he's trying to give me advice about being stronger and getting revenge and doing it myself. But something doesn't sit right with me.
Nephew, the world tells us to use our strength to force people to do what we want. But God is different. He doesn't want slaves. He wants partners. He shows us a different way. You know, in Matthew 5, Jesus says things like, turn the other cheek and walk the extra mile.
You know, that just really feels like he wants us to get pushed around.
But really, it's genius. Let's talk about walking the extra mile. At the time, a Roman soldier could use his power to force someone to walk a mile with him. But he could only get you to do 1 mile or he would get in trouble. So imagine this. Walking the second mile with him, you have a Roman soldier begging you to stop. He goes from a position of power to now a position of begging. So, walking the second mile is a creative way to change the situation.
You mean so it's not just getting stronger, but it's really about being creative in how I respond?
Yes! God is gentle. He doesn't use his power, even though he has a lot, to force us to do things. But he wants us to partner with him to show his love to the world.
Oh, okay. You know, thanks, Uncle Carl.
Cool.
I'll keep that.
I'm so proud of you, nephew. Now, I love talking to you, but I'm kind of hungry. So I'm going to go to the Rainbow Drive-In for some Loco Moco. Catch you later. Bye.
Bye, Uncle Carl. Wow. You know, the timing of that call was right on. It helped me to remember that God wants us to respond with creativity and gentleness, not just about boom, 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 or the strength and the, you know, the revenge stuff. But God has so much power, and he responds to us with gentleness. All right, I'm going to switch back to something. So originally I had this plan this morning to finish the sermon off with, you know, Damien using the tips from Uncle Carl to call back Max in, call back the cops back in, and kind of do this hypothetical scenario of what it looks like to be gentle. But this morning I went running like I normally do, and I felt like God wanted to, instead of using a hypothetical, to actually give a real world, real life situation and a story about how God changed someone's heart. And so I first heard this story a few years ago. We were at the Freedom Center, and all the kids were there. It was during the summertime, and Jared Villanueva came up, and he said, Jared, why don't you come on up right now while I do this intro? Grab a mic right there. So Jared was sharing, and it was cool, because, you know, that's where we had So we were talking about we were doing the live stream at the Freedom Center, and you know, we had that area where the speakers would stand for the live stream. And Jared kind of got up and he started giving a message. And then Brett was like, Jared, do you have something that you want to share with our church? And he said, yeah, I do, actually. And so he shared with us a little bit, and we kind of recorded a podcast with him sharing, but we never released it. We didn't feel like the timing was ever right. And so this morning, God brought that back to mind, the story that he shared, and I felt like, oh, this is part of God's timing, right? And we talked about, at the beginning, about gentleness. Part of gentleness is God always has the right time for what he wants to share. So I felt like this morning is the right time for Jared to share his message for our church. So Jared, to give you guys a little bit of context, the story was about a time when Jared was being bullied, right? Experiencing a bully. So there was a boy at school who was acting like a bully. Can you share a little bit about what that was like?
Okay, this mic works. Okay, hi. Hello, everyone. Hello. Thank you, Uncle Damon, for having me here. Bullying is a very, very, it's a very struggle subject because, I don't want to say millions, but hundreds of thousands of kids in the U.S. are being bullied constantly, either because of their looks, because of the stuff that they do, or it's just because they're themselves. Now, my experience as bullying is that I ain't take it the correct way, because this kid told me to, like, get lost, and I don't know, I think he pretended to trip me. I don't know, I don't remember. But it made me question who I was, because when I was receiving criticism from this person alone, it actually made me question, is there something wrong with me? I delved on that for the, like, next few weeks, and then I came to the conclusion that something was wrong with me. And obviously that was wrong. So that's the end there.
Yeah, so sometimes when we get bullied, right, we take it in and we receive those harsh words, and it really makes us closed off to the world. And sometimes it makes us closed off to what God has for us, right? Because it's hard to receive when it doesn't feel real. So Jared, one day you were venting to your mom a little bit. How did she respond to you when you're venting about this whole situation?
Okay, I think I was 10. Yeah, I kept nagging her about it in the car. I'm pretty sure she got so annoyed. She's like, Jared, just go to the Lord about it. I don't want to hear it.
Right? So your mom told you to go to the Lord about it, right? Which, that's a good thing, right? Instead of just either giving him advice or telling him what to do, she said go to the Lord with it, right? So as you went to the Lord with it, what did the Lord reveal to you?
Well, when I went to the Lord that day, he told me that it isn't because, that isn't their, like, don't think of this person this way. Just don't, first of all. After he told me that it isn't the works of himself, it's the works of the stuff that he's being influenced by. And that changed my entire perspective on him. And he wasn't just some ruthless kid on the playground. Everyone's afraid of him. He plays football. It made me actually kind of feel empathy. It made me feel empathy.
So the Lord gave you a different picture of who this person was, right? He was gentle in the way that he shared that with you. It wasn't just like, Jared, stop doing it. Really, it was, these are the things that he's being influenced by. It changed your heart, right? So how did that change how you interacted with him?
Well, I didn't take him seriously. And, well, we weren't really friends. But whenever we interacted with each other, I would try to find something that we agreed on. I remember the 49ers being absolutely warped. I don't know, it was 2021. Oh, my gosh, I cried. He was rooting for the Rams. They're bad. I'm just kidding. I just went up to him, you know, just face first and told him good game, reached out my hand, he shook my hand. I just felt like I accomplished something that I was never able to. It was really great. It was just a really, really, really great time. We talked about football for a little bit and then that was pretty much it. Then I had to go home.
So the Lord changed your heart towards him, right? Gave you some more empathy for him. You acted gently towards him, and that changed your relationship, and you guys were able to come together and agree on things and have a good conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jared. Thanks for sharing. Right, so the Lord acted in a gentle way, and he caused Jared to respond in a gentle way, and that changed the relationship. Right, so when we're able to respond gently towards people, it actually opens them up to receive what God has for them. God is gentle. He has so much power. He's the creator of the whole universe. But at the same time, his character is gentle. And he interacts with us gently in his tone, his touch, and his timing. So as we, as a church, step into being a city on a hill, we should be thankful that God is gentle and he gives us a choice. We have a choice. We have the choice to partner with him in what he's doing. He leaves that up to us because he could be ruthless. With his power, he could be ruthless. He could just say, you are my slaves, build my city on a hill. But rather he says, I invite you. I invite you to be a part of what I'm doing. I invite you to experience the fruit of the Spirit, which we talked about, right? This whole year we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Who doesn't want to have more love, more joy, more peace, more patience, more kindness, more goodness, more faithfulness, more gentleness, and more self-control? I think that's something that we all want. And the Lord is saying he wants that for each one of us. And he's inviting us into this as we step into being a city on a hill. He's inviting us to partner with him. It's not just a slave thing, because he totally could. Build my city. That's what the Israelites were doing when they were in Egypt, right? They were building the cities as slaves. God invites us to partner with him to build his city. So I'm going to ask Ollie to come up, and he's going to close our time in prayer. Just thank you guys for... I'm just so thankful of our church family for allowing us the opportunity to have services like this where we get to all come together and worship together. Thanks, Ollie. Actually, let me get... Make sure your mic's working.
Thank you. Hello? Okay. I was at Trader Joe's. Was anything happen?
I don't know. There was some weird guy named Marcellus Max that came in. And
sorry. All right. Let's pray. Father, you are a merciful God. A loving God, and most importantly, you're also a gentle God. You are our Father, and sometimes we view fathers as a stern hand But we also view him as a gentle soul, a gentle spirit that helps guide us through all that life gives us. And we just want to thank you for your presence today to just preach to everybody here in the congregation, to the especially to the kids. And we just pray blessing and the covering that when we leave today, that we will continue to walk in that, walk in the gentleness, walk in all the fruits of the Spirit that we have learned as a church family, so that we can be a city on a hill and we can be a beacon to those around us and be that hope and love that the world desperately needs. So I lift this up in Jesus' name, amen.
All right, so we're going to have the worship team come back up, and there's actually something special.